Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to it. Hour number two, Gwynn and Chris for a Tuesday. Tony Gwynn Jr. in L.A. and climbing on the bus. Team bus. Got to get over to Dodger Stadium.
I heard it took him forever yesterday to get there.
I'm sure traffic is not great in the downtown or greater downtown L.A. area.
Yeah, he said
especially
it.
After the weekend of unrest, upheaval.
Yeah.
As it were?
Yeah, he said that it took him like an hour and something to get to the stadium.
To go like a mile.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's why I moved to San Diego.
Is that why?
Many years. That's one of the reasons.
And guess what? Traffic is getting terrible here. It already is terrible here.
It's not good, but I've always felt that I can deal with it because I just tell myself it's not L.A.
But you've never been on the 805 South right about now, have you?
Well, right about now? And I don't know, but never's a long time. I mean, I probably have.
I used to do the drive from, like, Mira Mesa, 805 Mira Mesa Boulevard, all the way down until, like, El Cajon Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be at 6 p.m. It would take me an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, I've been on some long traffic jams.
They also just opened a lane for the 52 on the 805, which is very nice, I have to say. They opened it up last week. Helps out with traffic.
Yeah. Oregon State, dramatics in the top of the ninth at the College World Series. They get two to tie it 6-6 against Louisville. This is an elimination game. So Oregon State was down to the end. And now they have two on with two out in the top of the ninth, trying to take the lead over Louisville. Later on, UCLA at Arkansas. And we got game six of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. You going to tune in at all?
Yeah.
Like, just for the very end, my wife has to see the cup presentation. She enjoys that immensely.
Really?
Yeah, she loves when they bring I think the NHL does get it right. At the end, you know, when they bring the Stanley Cup out and guys start skating around with the Stanley Cup and you understand what it means to these guys, been chasing it their whole lives. I think it's, you know, something, it's something that the other sports can't quite match. The Larry O'Brien Trophy, the World Series Trophy, even the Lombardi Trophy.
I was going to say, they make a big deal about that.
They do, but I don't think any of them touch the Stanley Cup coming out.
I think it's cool because you can, they drink out of the Stanley Cup.
Not so much tonight.
No, but they do eventually.
Right. But the thing that I like tonight, if the Florida does win it, but they each carry it for, you know, about 30 seconds, skate it around, and then pass to the next guy. And he gets his moment of glory. And then pass, you know, I think that's something that only hockey, you know, does it right. And then you're right, later in the offseason, they all get it for a day. And then they can take it to their hometown and do parade. I think it's pretty cool thing.
I would make Jell-O in it.
Yeah, you can.
Can you eat cereal?
You wouldn't be the first. You wouldn't be the first.
To make Jell-O in it?
I'm sure they've done that. Makes sense.
I mean, if I was a drinker, I would definitely be drinking beer out of that
Jell-O
thing.
Shots?
Sure. Just, I'm doing it out of Lord Stanley's cup.
People have done a lot crazier things.
Rafael Devers in a Giants uniform.
Not quite fitting your narrative yet?
No, I read a lot about this whole situation. It sounds like both sides are to blame for this whole breakup.
We talked about it yesterday.
I'm sure you did.
That's what we came up with. All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit, sir.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I was not here yesterday. Chris has our bets.
I was the only one. Frank made some picks, too, but since he's not here, I didn't really record his totals.
Okay.
Kind of just picked in abstentia. I went 3-5. Yeah, it wasn't a great day. I will say the NBA game came down to the very last possession again. Oklahoma City was 9.5-point favorite. They had the 11-point lead, but Indy had the ball.
Hmm.
And I think it was Mathurin came right down the lane for like one of those that just give you the layup because the game's over. And he fumbled the ball away. And Oklahoma City picked it up and ran out the clock. And they won by 11. So Oklahoma City beat the spread because Mathurin fumbled away a certain layup on the last possession of the game.
Interesting.
That's what the bet came down to. The game was, of course, over.
Yeah.
But gamblers don't care about the game.
Interesting.
They care about that. I will. It's one really bad pick yesterday. SGA minus 17 points against Halliburton.
Minus 17?
Yeah, I took Halliburton. He didn't score. Till the fourth quarter, he made a free throw.
How can you...
Halliburton never made a basket last night.
You can't be running around the court celebrating if you're going to disappear in games.
He disappeared. Now he's got an injury. He's going to have an MRI. You know, so there's some question as to whether he can even play in game six. But he played last night. He probably should not have. Because he was wildly ineffective, and that was a big deal in that game.
I did not know he had an injury. This is how little I'm paying attention. And it's not because I'm trying to make fun of the NBA because you like it. It's just this matchup just does nothing for me.
Otani was 1.5 strikeouts over-under last night. Frank went over, but I went under.
Okay.
He had zero.
But if MLB.com had anything to do with it, he struck out six guys in
Ben
the first inning.
Ben Higgins had a very funny tweet today.
It went viral.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody was writing about all the strikes and whiffs and this and that, and Ben said, wow, he must have had a lot of strikeouts, huh? And he was saying that in jest.
Yes.
But good job by
and
Ben.
And people were like, the responses are just hilarious.
Ben is funny. Ben is funny sometimes.
The responses to his tweet, so good.
Well done, Ben.
Yes.
All right, for tonight, we got Dodgers, Padres, 10 runs over under. Vasquez pitching. Probably going to be Dreyer will start for the Dodgers, but we just know it's going to be all their same bullpen guys. The thing that really is starting to annoy me, and I know I saw you put something on our sheet, is this bullpen thing is really getting, you know, boring. And
it's so bad.
But it wouldn't be so bad if the Padres could just beat them once. Every time the Dodgers do a bullpen day, they win the game. That's what's annoying. Admit it. That's annoying.
No, that's what I said.
Okay.
It's like, it's working, but it's really annoying to watch. It's
working,
not good.
But it's annoying because it's working. If they did this and the Padres could just, you know, score three or four runs off of one of these guys, then Dave Roberts would kind of have to stop doing it.
But he won't
because it's worked every time. Go back to the playoffs last year. They won the biggest game of the season with a bullpen game.
You know, Dave Roberts seems like a nice dude. Outside of baseball, seems like a nice dude, but he just annoys me as a manager.
He doesn't do it intentionally.
He
just gets your
goat,
as it were. Yes,
because it's annoying when he's like, it takes It didn't take 3 hours to play the game last night, but it was certainly moving at a snail's pace.
I'm okay with it. I like good games like that. Intensity, the time of the game doesn't matter. All right, what do you want for 10 runs tonight?
Oh.
Over or under? Last night they were right on it. The number was 9 last night, and it was 9.
You know, I gotta go over. I just gotta hope that the Padres score.
Is Vasquez gonna really shut these guys down for a second straight time?
I don't know.
It just scares me.
At Dodger Stadium.
Just scares me.
For his sake, I hope he does.
Oh, of course. I hope he does. Yeah, Padres, can they get 5 or 6 runs against this bullpen? I mean, just once, please. I'm going to go under. I don't think they can do it. Drives me crazy, but I'm going under. Yankees have lost 4 straight. They've scored 5 runs, by the way, the Yankees, in their last 5 games total.
Wow.
So it can happen to anyone, not just the Padres.
I think Aaron Judge, like, struck out 9 times against the Red Sox over the weekend.
Slumped, yeah. He's down to 370-ish, which is still good, but not in the lofty 400 range.
No.
Nevertheless, Yankees favored by 1.5 over the Halos tonight. The Halos have actually started to do okay under Ron Washington. They're better anyway. But I'll take the Bronx Bombers here to wake up.
Last night I watched that game. It was very boring. It was 0-0.
Yeah, why'd you keep watching?
Because Clark Schmidt was my fantasy guy, and he went 7 2/3.
He pitched well, but no decision.
No, and they ended up losing. I'm going to go Yankees.
Yankees also. All right, we got Boston. Red Sox have won 6 in a row. See, trading Devers was the tonic they needed. Get him out of there.
Hey, if you ask them, they will tell you that.
They have said they think they're going to do better now that Devers is gone. It wouldn't bother me if they're right. I said this. Look, Devers' attitude was horrible. But the Red Sox also did not handle it well.
No.
So both sides are to blame. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Devers' attitude was horrible.
But GM taking shots in two reporters is crazy.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, Devers, I mean, just in anything I've ever grown up learning and what you have and most of us, you're a team guy. You do what you can to help the team win.
It's just all about how they approached it.
But the Red Sox approached it badly. After all that, do you take them tonight for their 7th win in a row? They're home to Seattle. Or Seattle's home to them. And Seattle's favored by 1.5.
I will go with
Red Sox. I should give you pitching. You're going to go with the Red Sox to make it 7 in a row. Say enough about that. I'll take Seattle. What do you think about Randy Vasquez? 2.5 strikeouts tonight.
Is that a real total?
That's his total. I say under. I think he's going to be... I don't think Schilt will let him play the third time through the rotation. And the Dodgers just saw him last week. So I think it's going to be real tough for Vasquez tonight. I'll say under. 2.5. What do you got?
Man. We're not going to believe in him over.
You're going to believe in him over. Florida 1.5 over Edmonton to win the Stanley Cup tonight. Does Florida do it? If so, do they do it by more than 1? Scraby.
Oilers stave off elimination.
The oil. I got to go with the oil just because I want to see a 7th game. I really have enjoyed the series. Paige Becker's back in action tonight for Dallas tonight. 18.5 points over under against the Golden State Valkyries.
They've been all right.
They have. In fact, they've been better than Dallas. Dallas hasn't been very good, even with Beckers. But I think she'll go over against the expansion team. 18.5 points.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
I'm going to go under.
Under. We got one more. I just put this in at the last second. Rafael Devers, 1.5 total bases over under tonight against Cleveland in his San Francisco Giants debut. Needs either 2 singles or 1 double or more than that to go over.
I think he goes over.
I think he's going to do it, huh?
Scrooge? No, over.
Over.
Under.
So you're saying under.
Yeah.
Wow. You have no faith. Yeah, I think he's an under waiting to happen.
You're calling me out, and then you say
I'm
the same
doing the
thing.
Same thing. All right, let's check some traffic. We'll call that out. More Gwen and Chris. We got a lot still coming your way. Here until 6 o'clock, Padre pregame. Then more Gwen and Chris. Right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now. All right, Padres Dodgers coming up a little later. Gwen and Chris right now. 97.3 The Fan. Oregon State got two in the ninth to stave off elimination. Tie Louisville 6-6. But now Louisville's loaded the bases. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth. Whoops. One out. Still bases loaded. Louisville with a chance to walk it off. End the dream of the Beavs.
The Beavs.
Can I call them the Beavs?
Yeah,
do you mind?
Call them the Beavs.
I'd rather call them that than the Beavers.
I don't think either way it's fine.
Dodger lineup's out tonight. It's the exact same as last night, except for Will Smith and Teoscar Hernandez have changed spots in the lineup. Will Smith's batting fourth tonight. Teoscar's batting fifth.
Other than that, the same thing. Dave Vesse did nothing to make me like Will Smith.
He didn't help. No.
Anymore.
I mean, I gave him a wide open thing, right? I'm like, tell me what it is. Give me something on Will Smith because I don't like the guy.
And he was like, he didn't say anything.
He's like, well, look, what can I tell you? I was the one who asked him about the Mr. Irrelevant. Number one. Number two, he's the most vanilla interview ever. So
boring,
this is
basically.
Just what he is. He's boring.
I thought it was interesting that the players blamed Dave Vasse for, like, teeing him up for the irrelevant question. Teammates
That was
did.
Interesting. Yeah. Like, you got him to say that.
No,
yeah,
he said it.
Yeah, I don't know that he got him. I'm just, Will Smith is, yeah, I'm not
Where
into
is
it.
He from?
He went to Louisville, of all
no
places.
No way.
Yeah. So he's probably watching the game in the clubhouse right now. He went to Louisville.
I was reading about the Padres on Sunday watching the U.S. Open, and they were all, they had like MLB Network on another TV, but they were all so in on the U.S. Open, they didn't even care about the Devers trade at the time.
He not only went to Louisville, he is from Louisville.
Yes, he is.
And Louisville just won on a sacrifice fly.
There we go.
7-6 over Oregon State. So man. Louisville goes to the Final Four, as it were. College World Series isn't quite set up that way, but Louisville will play Coastal Carolina, and they'll have to beat them twice to get to the finals.
Did you see the coach of Coastal Carolina making sure everybody knew what their nickname was? He goes, say it with me, everybody. It's Chanticleers. Chanticleers. Not Chanticleers. Not oh. Chanticleers.
Oh, I thought it was Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
So. Oh, well,
it's like, okay, fine. You get it, you get one
We get you, but I kind of like Chanticleers anyway, so I'm going to call him that.
Why don't you just name it something other than Chanticleers?
Why don't you name your school something that we can pronounce?
Yeah, I mean, no one knows what a Chanticleer is.
I got to say, it's true. We don't. We just don't know
what
that is.
Now I have to look. I'm sure we've looked this up before.
It's a bird or a rooster. I'm guessing based on their logo. I don't really know what it is.
I'm not going to find it too.
All right. I have a question for you.
Oh, it is a rooster.
Okay. So their logo is accurate then. Because their logo kind of makes it seem that that's what it is.
Oh, it's from the Canterbury Tales. Anyway, no one cares.
That's a movie or a book?
A book, yeah. By Chaucer.
Okay. Yeah, you're getting a little bit too hoity-toity for me if you're naming your team after characters from Chaucer
Chaucer books.
Books, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, we're just sports fans here. What do you expect from us?
Exactly.
You know, we don't know.
Exactly.
All right, here's the headline. You defend him.
Uh-oh.
SVP baffled by Rory McIlroy's attitude. Tony sent it to you earlier today. You know my criticism of McIlroy. You think that I don't like him? That's not true. I don't like the fact that he won't meet with the media unless he has a great day. And I also think he was out of pocket by, you know, reneging, or not reneging, but just ignoring a request from the great Jack Nicklaus to play the Memorial a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, there's like two golfers in the world you don't mess with, and one of them is Jack Nicklaus and the other is Tiger Woods.
I would think that's fair, right? Those guys have done enough for the game to where they probably deserve a little bit of your respect.
And I didn't even know that and I'm getting the audio right now, I guess he said, or they sat down, Rory and Jack Nicklaus, to talk about master strategy, like, that seems very, very, very strange. All right, here.
So Jack invites him to his tournament, the Memorial.
And he doesn't get back to him.
He didn't even get back to him. So
right.
There's people that are on his case for that. But he's, you know, he's notorious for, you know, blowing everybody off when he doesn't do well. That's my complaint. I can get it. He's frustrated, but he's also Rory McIlroy. He's a big name. He's one of the faces of golf. He needs to speak, and he doesn't embrace that.
Here's what Scott Van Pelt said.
Okay.
Baffled by what happened, like what's going on. Like, people are going to speculate about his life. I will not do that. The man's life's his own business. He mentioned after yesterday, like, I climbed my Everest and I'm trying to come down the mountain. And I get that. Like, I in my life haven't ever, nor will I ever have a monumental accomplishment such as that, like finishing off the career Grand Slam. I don't know what comes afterwards. You wonder, is it like, I don't have anything to chase? I don't have a hill to climb. But that doesn't, to me, explain just the fact that his resting posture seems pissed off at everyone.
Yeah.
And I just baffled by it because he is, I don't want to say past tense, like, to me, he is such a leader of a tour, has been incredibly accountable more than anybody. And maybe he just reached the point where he's like, you know what? I'm done. I've done this forever. And now I feel like I've reached a point where I get to do whatever I want. Saying the quiet part out loud like that makes people go, oh, really? Well, that's an interesting way to frame it.
All right. It goes on for a little bit more, but that's kind of what he's thinking is like.
Very good, Scott Van Pelt.
There's been a change.
I couldn't thank Scott Van Pelt enough.
Because
I've been making this point for months and months, and you and I keep fighting over it. And here's the thing. Scott Van Pelt isn't necessarily right. I'm not right. I don't think you're right. I think everybody has an opinion a little bit on this, but I do think the bottom line is, if you're of the stature of Tiger Woods, for instance, he had to kind of meet with the media. It just was who he is. Everyone was there to see him. So even if he shot a 3-over, more people lined up to visit with him after the match than the guy who was leading, right?
Well, yeah.
So he had to recognize that. I think McElroy should recognize it too. And he doesn't have to give a big long soliloquy every time. All he can say is, hey, I didn't play very well today. You should probably talk to J.J. Spahn. He's leading the tournament. And that's it. But do something.
I think there is something to what Scott Van Pelt said, though. Like, he had the entire tour on his back when this whole LIV thing started, and he was the face of it. And he was defending it.
Yeah.
He was the intermediary between these guys, the LIV guys and PGA Tour guys. And I think there is something to the fact that he's like, I don't care anymore. I don't really want to deal with it anymore. I already did my time.
Okay.
And so I get it. You can't just totally be a jerk, though. And I'm not a fan of stuff like that. Being a jerk.
It is certainly his right to say, I've had enough. I don't want that kind of pressure anymore. But if that's the case, it's certainly my right to not care for the guy for having that attitude.
That is fair. That is fair.
I won't be the only one. Some people still love him. I've told you many times, my friends named their two dogs after him, and they love Rory McIlroy more than any athlete.
Well, he's taken this turn in like the last year, too. It's been pretty quick. And Scott Van Pelt said, I don't want to deal with what's going on in his personal life, but he does have, like, he almost got divorced. His wife and him are separated. They have a kid. It's like, I don't know. I cannot defend being a jerk, though.
Well, you don't like the fact that he blew off Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, that really bothers
me. Nobody likes that.
Nobody likes that, man.
Jack's done too much for the game. It's, you know, there were golfers that were, you know, came out a little bit jealous when Tiger was getting all of the glory until everybody reminded them, you're getting all of the money because he exists.
That's true.
So you need to just play along.
And without Jack Nicklaus, PJ Tour. If without Arnold Palmer, there's no Jack Nicklaus. Without Jack Nicklaus, there's no Tiger Woods.
And you talk about the tradition of golf. That's a big deal in golf.
It is.
Looking up to the tradition of the sport.
Yes. I can't fully defend Rory here.
Okay. We'll take a break. We got our... Tony's back. He wants to play Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Hey, I love it. What did we come up with? It's next on Gwen and Chris. All right, 3:35 is the time. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's. Authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Those two guys are going to engage in a little Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show here. You can play along. I think I've come up with another, I'm going to just say a weird category today. But that's just the way my mind works. Before we get to it, though, quick note. Scraby telling me we're hearing there's a fire in the Lakeside area.
Yeah, let me get the full San Diego Union Tribune is reporting this.
Yes, San Diego. Okay, good. Let's at least give somebody credit for this story. San Diego Union Tribune saying that there's a fire. It's in Lakeside. If you are in that area, just be alert. Be aware. You could be asked to evacuate, etc.
Evacuations have been ordered for an area north of El Monte Road, east of Willow Road, and west of the reservoir. And I'm sure that if you live in that area, you know
what we're talking about. But yeah, so just if you know people in that area, make sure they're getting that word. And if you're close, you know, just be aware. Alert out there.
You remember that fire last
week? Lakeside.
Up in La Costa?
Yes, I do.
I believe it was arson.
Well, have you been investigating? You just said,
I was driving by it over the weekend and I looked, I'm like, how would a fire, there's nothing up there for anything to start unless someone started a fire. And then I read that it was they suspected arson and all this stuff. So come on, people.
Yeah. We don't need help starting fires.
No.
I've never totally got that, but then again, you know, my mind doesn't quite work that way. All right, let's check a little traffic, and then we'll get our Fantabulous Sports Game Show going.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury.
This game day traffic report is brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. Got a couple of problems on the 905 on the eastbound side. There is a stall blocking the right shoulder at the 805. We had an earlier brush fire on the westbound side right at the I-5. But that is along the shoulder, and it looks like it has been cleared. So some good news there. What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We only bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all of our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plant. Crystal Geyser. bottled at the Spring Source. I'm Sue Alley with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm a go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, everybody, welcome into the game show that's sweeping the country. Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. It features two contestants, one who usually wins, Tony Gwynn Jr., and one who often loses, Matt Scraby.
Can't argue.
No, can't argue with the results, but Scraby does find the old proverbial blind acorn from time to time. Maybe today will be one of those days. You can certainly play along out there, see how many correct answers you can think of as the guys go back and forth naming correct answers. I will give you the category here momentarily. And then Scraby, who was lost the last competition a week or so ago.
Yes.
Will have the choice of whether he wants to go first or not. So here we go. I think this is going to be so easy for you right off the bat. You're going to think, this is silly.
Okay.
But we'll see if you can get them all, because I think you're going to need to get them all to win.
Oh, wow.
There are 18 correct answers, and they are worth a total of 22 points. Mm. That means a couple of the answers are worth more than 1 point. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking for today is sports teams in the major four sports. MLB, NFL.
Hold on. Let me grab a pen real quick.
Uh-oh. He's getting a pen for this one.
I'm writing it down.
You might want to write it down.
I'm writing it down. Four major sports team, 18 answers total, 22 points total.
22 points total. It means a couple of the answers are worth more than 1 point.
You know what I do love about hotel, though, is they always have a pen and paper ready for you.
At the hotel.
They do.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they still have that. They don't have phones.
Yeah, it's weird.
They don't have phones anymore and stuff like that, but they will give you a pad of paper and the Bible somewhere in case, you know, you get behind in the game and you need a little...
Get behind in the game.
Yes, you need a little divine intervention to help you. Tony has that advantage over you. Tony's going to call his one game timeout and go over and grab the Bible.
Hold on, guys. I need the Bible.
I need the Bible.
I keep that on my iPad, so we're good.
Okay. So there you go. All right. So four major sports, MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL. Four major sports. You're looking for the team names that begin with a vowel.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. You're looking for the team names that begin with a vowel, and you're looking either for the location of the team, as in, say, San Diego, which would be an incorrect answer, or you're looking for the nickname of the team.
Like, so which
Chargers? So either the state either or one. The city-state?
Okay. City
but which state. One has to have the vowel?
The first letter of the name.
Of either one.
The first letter. Like, let's just say Detroit Pistons.
Okay.
The D is no good. The P is no good.
Okay.
You need the city name or whatever name to start with a vowel, or the actual nickname of the team to start with a vowel.
Okay.
Each one is different.
Okay. I can't
but there are a couple that are used more than once. That's why you would get more points for them.
Okay. I got it.
It's a little crazy, but I think we'll have some fun with it. Scraby, you go first, I think, unless you don't want to go first.
I'll go first.
Right, you can name a city or a location. I should say location because not everybody's named after a city. Or the nickname of a team, if you'd like.
Let's go with the Avalanche.
The Avalanche. First guess of the game. Avalanche is right. Colorado Avalanche in the National Hockey League. That does start with a vowel. Very good. All right, Tony, you're up. Your turn.
I mean, the Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta's good for a three-pointer, Tony.
What?
I told you there was one or more. I told you.
Atlanta, that isn't what I thought.
Atlanta has the Braves. Atlanta has the Falcons. Atlanta has the Hawks. That's a three-point play for Tony Gwynn Jr. There are only two more that have 2 points.
My goodness.
And the rest have one. But you're losing 3-1 now.
Oh. Already down. This is great.
I'm pretty sure I was clear that there were answers that were worth more than 1 point. Was I not?
And what sports are we talking?
All four.
Okay.
All four of the major sports. You look location or you want nickname. Scraby gave a nickname. Tony gave a location.
I'm going to go with Arizona.
There you go, Scraby. You're learning. That's a two-pointer. Well
done. Two-pointer, yes!
Arizona Diamondbacks and Arizona Cardinals.
That's good. That's right.
You got 2 points for that one, so we're tied at three.
Wow.
And we are down to 15 correct answers left. Tony, your turn. Hey, it's a struggle early for Tony.
It's a struggle early for me.
Yes, the Indianapolis.
Oh, that's a winner.
That's a one-pointer. Indianapolis, correct. Tony, Indianapolis starts with a vowel.
That's good.
Tony takes a 4-3 lead. And there are 14 correct answers remaining.
Oh, my goodness. This is not good for me.
I'm giving you both the same hint here, but Indianapolis only counts as a one-pointer. I want you to understand that.
Indiana.
Yep.
Correct. Are you going with that? Indiana Pacers is also one, so Scraby takes that one. Good. All right. I didn't want to be too confused by that.
Let's keep this game close for a second.
Well, no, it's good. It's 4-4 in the points, and we have Tony's turn with 13 correct answers remaining. Tony looking for a team name or a city name that starts with a vowel in the four major sports.
How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton Oilers.
Wow. Which one do you want, Tony? I can only give you 1 point for which.
Oh, you don't get two for
no,
that?
No, you can't have both.
That is brutal, I got to say.
It works for me, but... They are the only team that qualifies in both categories.
I should get two for that, Chris. That's a tough one. So,
you know what? I agree.
You want to give it to him?
I mean, I think that's only fair, because I'm going to immediately answer whatever he doesn't answer.
That's true. All right, we'll give 2 points for Tony. You guys voted it in.
See,
you
I'm agreed a good sportsman. To it. I'm a good sportsman.
You are a good sportsman. All right, Edmonton Oilers, and that's the only team in all four major sports whose name and
both.
Nickname starts with a vowel. Edmonton Oilers. Good job, Tony. All right, Tony's taking a 6-4 lead. We're down to You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You still got 7 nicknames left.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have one.
Oh.
Yes, go ahead.
If we're going off of what we just did.
Okay.
Anaheim Angels.
Anaheim Angels. I can only give you Angels because they are now the Los Angeles Angels.
Oh, they are?
Of Anaheim. Yes,
yes
they
Los
are.
Los Angeles okay. of Anaheim.
But I'm
going to
give
buddy.
You the one. Yeah, they're not Anaheim Angels
I
anymore.
I thought I was so smart, too.
You did.
You did. He literally just told
he was pretty
you
excited.
There was only one of those.
I already told you there was
well,
only
I thought
one.
Maybe he forgot.
You, well, that has happened before, but not this time. Anaheim Angels would have been correct about 7-8 years ago, but they switched back to L.A. Angels. All right, Tony leads the game 6-5. You guys have named 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers. There's only 10 remaining. Tony, looking for a nickname or a city or a, you know, thing. For,
how about the Orlando Magic?
Orlando
Man,
Magic's
he's
a winner.
Destroying me.
Very good. Gives you a 7-5 lead. He's not destroying you. He's got a 2-point lead. This is very close,
might as well
Scrabe.
Be 17-point lead.
I'm sorry, Scrabe. You're hanging in there. Hang in there.
You know, I pride myself on being a geography guy, too. And I'm
yeah,
not.
Well, this is geography plus,
this
you know,
this
spelling.
This is the second time I dominated you
this
in
is
geography.
A, this is a tricky, tricky know. Little category here. You have to think of these. They're, when you hear them all, obviously, you're going to go, oh, God. That's terrible. How did I blow that?
All right. So let's go with the Eagles.
Eagles was good. Very good, Scrape. Well done.
Been holding on to that
Eagles
one.
Is a winner. Philadelphia Eagles are the only NFL team, by the way, that qualifies in that category.
Interesting.
That is correct. And we have a 7-6 score. Yeah, it's really close. I'm impressed. But both you guys doing a good job. All right, Tony, with a 1-point lead. No strikes yet in the game. Nobody's missed one yet.
I'm going to need this 2-pointer here, sir.
Going to take 2 from you.
Yeah, I'm going to need the Houston Astros and the Houston Texans.
Yeah, well, you can have the Astros. Texans, I'm not going to give you.
It's like, wait, what?
I don't believe
I
Texans.
Got
Texans.
I got lost. I was feeling
you
myself
got
here.
You got excited for a minute.
Yeah, the Texans is not qualified, but
A-E-I-O-U-T.
A good try.
A-E-I-O-U-T.
Tony's reinventing the English language now. I'd love to see you on Pat Sajak's show, and they go, well, you want to buy a vowel? Yes, Pat, I'd like to buy a T, please.
Oh, I was lost right there. I thought I was just came
you
up
thought
with
you
the,
were hot
the
potato
bomb.
Right there.
Game
yeah.
winner.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, Houston Astros is still correct, though. We can't take that away from you. So Tony leads 8-6.
No, you can't.
That was funny. Scraby, you're up here. Only down by 2.
Man.
Let me see how many correct answers are remaining. I'm a little, my note keeping is a little off here.
That's surprising.
It is, because usually I'm pretty organized.
I know.
Okay, there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers remaining, worth a total of 8 points. Seven correct answers left, 8 points total. What do you got?
Do I just need to say the state and then I get 2 points?
Go ahead. What do you got?
Utah.
Utah's a 2-pointer, Scraby. Well done.
Boom!
Oh, man, he's happy now. Utah Jazz and the Utah Mammoth. Right? That's the hockey team's
so
name
annoying.
Now. Yeah,
so
you don't like
annoying.
It, but it's worth 2 points for you. That ties it up. 8-8. And we're down to 6 correct answers left with 6 points worth. So each of these 6 is worth 1 point. And you got 3 of them are location names, and 3 of them are nicknames of teams that you haven't used yet. So we're down to the nitty-gritty. We're tied at 8. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn. No strikes.
Oh,
how's this going to turn out today? We're down. We're getting close here. It's
I'm
not easy
out.
To come up with this.
My brain is fried
mine
right
too.
Now.
Mine
you guys
too.
Are both, I see both of you like there's a little steam coming out of your ears on both
oh,
of you down
God.
Here.
Like,
I'm like Montana.
Well, don't even be giving hints. You never know what's going to trigger somebody to get a correct answer.
Man.
Yes, we have three locations that start with vowels that have not been named, and we have 3 team nicknames that have not been named.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Tony's got 1, sounds like. What you got?
Baltimore Orioles.
The Orioles, correct, Tony. Good job, the Orioles. That gives you a 9-8 lead.
Dang it.
Down to five to go, Scraby. I don't know if I'm going to have a tiebreaker here. You guys might have to end up tied today if you guys go all the way.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, you can maybe get all five here. You know what? Who knows? What do you got?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is Y a vowel in this case?
Why is not a vowel in this case? Nor is T.
I thought A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y.
And not this time.
Oh, okay.
It's only sometimes Y. Not this time. You said it. Sometimes Y. This is not a time.
This is really hard.
Well,
this is really hard.
You have no strikes. You have two nicknames left that have not been used. And you have three location names that have not been used.
I know I'm missing some sort of hockey.
Well, of course
name.
You guys.
Oh!
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 What do you got?
Oh!
The Islanders!
The Islanders! Good job, Scram. You pulled it out of your rear end. Well done. Frank Marchese, had he been here, would be screaming at you to name his favorite team the Islanders. Very good.
You know, I don't know if Frank is telling the truth on his teams there, you know.
What, that you don't think he likes the Islanders?
Yeah, he grew up on the island. New York.
No, he likes his Islanders. He doesn't like the Rangers. He's fair. Okay. All right, we're 9-9, four to go. Tony Gwynn Jr., only one nickname is left that has not been used. The other three are location names that start with vowels. Guys are doing a pretty darn good job.
Question.
Here. Yes.
Do I have to take the new version of this team?
The new version of this team.
I don't think Chris knows what you're talking about.
Well, I think I might, but just go ahead and throw it out there,
Tony. Do I have to follow their wishes on calling them what they want to be called?
Yes, but that will be correct for you if you call them what they want to be.
I could get two.
Oh, you could have back in the day, but no, only one today.
Give me the Athletics.
The Athletics, yes, that's right. You're right, Tony. Oakland Athletics back in the day would have been two.
That would have been a two-banger.
Yeah, only get one because they are just the Athletics. All right, so there go all the nicknames. There are no vowel nicknames left.
I think I have.
There are three location names left. Scraby, you need one here to tie it back up. We're good on time, but you know, you got to give yourself a little bit of a time frame here.
I know.
So you got three correct answers at this point, or all that will save you.
All the stupid cities in Ohio are C and start with C.
Okay.
Stupid.
All right. Well, you can try a city that starts with T. I might give it to you. Tony tried that one. It didn't work, but you can always try it. I might be in a better...
It was worth a try.
Right,
you might have slipped up and went with it.
I might have just not been paying attention that time.
Right.
Could have snuck past me.
Could have got lost in my excitement and just was like,
that's
you know
right.
What?
Hey, two-pointer, Tony. Good job.
Man, I am really...
Well, you're going to have to give yourself a buzzer.
Okay,
I think.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I'm giving you a lot of seconds here.
Give me a second.
Giving you a ton of seconds. I can't give you any more.
All right, Chicago, whatever.
Chicago, no. Okay, so that's the first strike. Tony's got a 10-9 lead. Three correct answers. Tony, do you have one, do you think?
I think so.
All right.
Is Ottawa still in the league? The
Ottawa Senators are still in the league. Yeah, they're still kicking. That's correct. Ottawa Senators. Tony pulls out a deep left field hockey team there.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Takes an 11-9 lead.
As you can see, I wasn't even sure if they still
You didn't even know if they're still in the league. Yeah, they're still there. Now it's down to two. And, Scrib, you need them both to forge a tie. So you're going to have to come up with one here. I would love to give you clues, but I think
man.
In this game it can be too helpful to give you even a clue.
I don't think it's been said. I got it.
Obviously, they start with vowels. That's all I can tell.
I got nothing.
You got no cities out there that are coming to mind or location names that are going to save you.
Really
here.
Wish Y was one of those vowels.
Why? It would just extend the game. All right, Y's good. What do you got?
Yankees. I'll take that as a buzzer.
Okay, Tony, this is for the game. If you name either of the two, you will wrap it up today.
It's funny. I think Scrabe went there, but went the wrong sport.
He forgot about it, right?
I think it's the Anaheim Ducks.
It is. The Anaheim Ducks. Yeah,
what
you said the Anaheim Angels.
What a dummy.
Nobody said the Anaheim Ducks. That is it. 12-9 victory for Tony Gwynn Jr. in today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. The one that you guys missed, the only one you didn't name, is one of the most front page sports team names going right now. They're on the front of every sports page in the country today.
Not the Dodgers.
It's not the Dodgers. This team happens to be one game away from the NBA title.
Oh, my God!
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
That's the only one you didn't name. Well done, though, guys.
I'm not paying attention to the NBA finals.
Definitely not. You guys did very well, though. Only one strike. Tony wins at 12-9. Scraby with kind of a soft toss of the pen today. He's kind of used to losing these things.
It doesn't make it any easier, Chris.
I know.
Okay?
I know it's rough, but I was glad with your reaction wasn't as bad as normal. We've got Chris versus the fans. Your chance to play some trivia next. 833-288-0973.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.